Each time I take the opportunity to prepare for a homily, when I look through the readings, I always get this sense of joy when something jumps out at me that to which I can respond, you know, these are really timely readings. And each time I do that, I have to kind of laugh at myself because here I am judging the Word of God on whether or not it is timely, when in fact, the Word of God is timeless. And that is something that each and every one of us has to understand and embrace. If we don't, we tend to fall into the whim of humanity. And so it made me kind of ponder this idea about what would it be like if there were a similar gospel that Jesus is talking about in here, where Jesus is telling his friends and his disciples to really focus on the truth. The scriptures are telling us if we focus on the truth and if we work towards that truth and trying to share that truth with other people, if they embrace it, it's good for everybody. But if they don't embrace it, it's still good for us because we try to share the gospel of truth with them. And so I'd like to share not a gospel, because gospel means good news, but this is a reading from the rule of social media according to 2017. Social media said to its users, if another posts something you disagree with or offends you, respond with a sad or angry emoji and instant message them to tell them where they went wrong. If they listen to you, you have won them over. If they do not listen, which is far more likely, post a meme or two to support your argument. Facts don't really matter as much as the likes you get from other users. If they still refuse to listen to you, report their posts as offensive to the social media administrators. If they refuse to even listen to the social media administrators, then unfriend them and treat them like dirt. Assassinate their character by calling them names like racist, idiot, misogynist, knucklehead, hater, snowflake, and hypocrite. Amen, I say to you, whatever you post on social media shall be held against you. Whatever you decide to ignore and not fall for will provide you with great peace. Again, amen, I say to you, if two of you agree on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or the blogosphere about anything you have posted, it shall come back to bite you. For where two or three are convinced that they are smarter or more right than anyone else, you can be sure they will post a selfie. The mess we've gotten ourselves into. God have mercy. I read this because this is the mess that we have gotten ourselves into. In 2007, we no longer listen to one another. We talk at one another. We're no longer interested in the truth unless the truth supports what we are interested in supporting. And the most important word that speaks in this reading is the word hypocrite. The reason that I put that word in here is because hypocrisy is precisely what drove Jesus up the wall. If we look at the entirety of the Gospels and Jesus' life, never once did he accuse somebody or identify somebody as being dumb or stupid or demeaned in any way, shape, or form. But Jesus did not hesitate to point out hypocrisy. The reason that hypocrisy is such an important thing for us right now is because I believe that if we look at social media, if we look at social discourse, if we look at critical argument, we are trapped in extremes. And the extremes prevent us from hearing one another. We have to be willing to step into the center where the truth lies. And that's a very difficult compromise. The reason it's difficult is because if we look at the life of Christ, when he called out hypocrites, it caused him his life. Jesus was most interested in transforming people's hearts. And we are way too busy trying to change each other's minds. But the good news is, and it is indeed good news, can be found in these readings today. And that is love. We have to be willing to take the risk of loving our neighbor as ourselves. The bitter irony of social media is that it's not social at all. We don't interact with people. We interact with a computer or a smartphone. But we have to take the risk of actually being social beings. We have to take the risk to speak to and listen to one another, to get to know one another. Love cannot be done over the internet. Love requires us to be in the presence of others. And that can be a scary prospect, especially if you disagree on something. But I want to suggest to you that agreement can come so much more easily when we get to know one another. This evening, Sister Christine is going to get up and she's going to share all kinds of opportunities that come from the parish that we provide in order to help form and deepen your faith. I think it is so essential for us to do that for two particular reasons. Number one, these faith formation opportunities do not necessarily happen without social interaction. There are opportunities for us to come together, to gather, to speak to one another, to learn from one another, to love one another. But even more importantly, our faith formation is requisite of us. Because like Jesus is saying in the gospel to his friends, if there is a truth and you know this truth, you are required to share it. And so we have to take the responsibility of learning and continuing to learn about our faith so that we can share it. But not just to share it, but to embrace it, to allow it to transform us so that we can take whatever is going on in the world and we can discern it, we can pray about it. We can allow it to make us become better people. That is the good news of the gospel. That is what each of us is being called to. So this evening, we continue to bring ourselves into a space where we worship our good and gracious God. As we receive God in the Eucharist today, let it be our prayer that God will open our hearts and our minds and empower us to be willing to take the risk to step away from technology and to step into loving our neighbor as ourselves.